Just in time devotionals, beware of what you hear. Luke 18:8. Usually there is something that we pay little attention to, and that is what our ears hear. Daily, we hear hundreds, thousands of things, conversations, words. We see situations and we lend our ears to listen. From the moment we get up until we go to bed, we are listening. But we never ask ourselves what we are really listening to. What we are really hearing? Well, by not doing this exercise, we stop filtering everything that enters through our ears, and this begins as a seed to establish itself and to sow in our heart. And after this, we end up having perhaps wrong thoughts, wrong attitudes, and then there we ask ourselves, and why do I react in this way? Or why do I talk that or the other? Or why am I feeling what I feel? But we would have to go to the main question. What did I hear? That is why in the book of Luke, chapter 8, after Jesus is talking about that there is nothing hidden that will not be manifested, about those things that will come to light because it is necessary to have a true freedom. He gives us a recommendation in Luke 8:18. He ends this part of the teaching exhorting us to be careful of how we listen. And this called my attention because it is something of daily life, and in general, we do not pay attention to it. It is that we usually come to pay attention already when, excuse expression, we make a mistake. We make a mistake after having done something, we start to think about what happened. Why did I make this decision? Why did I make this decision? But we are simply the result of what is sown in our heart and what enters through our eyes and what enters through our ears. If it is not filtered and thrown out, can contaminate us. And in the end, we will be the result of what's sown in us. You see, daily we are being bombarded everywhere by certain types of expressions and words that are very subtle because they are well heard. But the fact that they are well heard has another intention and another motivation, which is what is going to be injected inside of us. And that is where the problem is. After being injected inside of us, we will be in the same attitude and we will hear things that no matter how good they are, we will be interpreting them in the wrong way. Listen very well to this. That is where the problem is. We listen, we keep in our heart, and then we begin to interpret things in the wrong way. It could be that God is speaking something to you, but the question is if you are capturing it. Are you interpreting as God wants you to understand it, or are you doing it from your position? What are we listening for? That is why the word says to pay attention to how you hear. Those who listen to my teachings will be given more understanding, but those who do not listen will have even what they think they understand taken away from them. The Bible also teaches that bad conversations corrupt good manners. And why do they corrupt good manners? Because it is entering through our ears. Look, everything that enters through your ears adds up. Everything, be it good, be it bad, it all adds up. We have lost the ability to discern and to filter what is necessary to enter our ears. When we do not have a life of prayer, it is easy to open the window of the ear to everything that wants to enter through there. Because there is the desire of our flesh, not to feed. It is like when someone tells you, I want to tell you something important, I have to tell you something, but tomorrow I will tell you, and time goes by, and the morning comes, and you start to get interested, and you start to think, what is it that he has to tell me? You don't sleep peacefully until you wait. In fact, you don't manage to wait when you're already writing and telling him, but tell me something in advance. When we don't have a life of prayer, we don't bring our thoughts subject to Christ. We are at the mercy of the desire of our flesh, our desires that are selfish, and we only want to lend our ears to listen to what makes us feel good. I want to make a caveat. The fact that something makes you feel good doesn't mean that it is good, and we must establish a difference. It is difficult for us to discern not what is good and what is bad, but what seems good. This is the key of the matter. It is easy for us to say this is good and this is bad, because it is obvious and easy to do, but it is difficult for us when there is something that seems good. But the problem is that it seems and it is not. It is something relative, and relative is not true. The relative does not get to any point. That is what has cost us. When we let that relationship with God cool down, our spiritual antennas are turned off and the carnal ones are activated, and therefore we no longer filter everything, but everything we hear, we keep in our heart, and everything you hear will begin to add up in your heart about what was really put by God. I tell you in a simple way, it is like having a bottle, and in that bottle is half full of clean water, pure water, and that is preserved. If you put a stopper on that bottle, nothing can enter. You are keeping it as pure water. But it turns out that you decide, you open the cap and you put it there. Someone comes with not so good intentions and brings some water that is a little contaminated. He asks for your permission, you let him pass, and he starts pouring that contaminated water into your bottle. What happens there? What you already had begins to be overshadowed. The good that you already had begins to be overshadowed by what is contaminated to such an extent that your bottle fills up and you cannot say that you are full of the right thing, because what now enters last has contaminated the first thing. I hope I am making myself clear. That is why Jesus makes so much emphasis on being careful. Pay attention to how you hear, because depending on that, we will also have an interpretation of things and not as God wants us. Why? Because the good that was in us has already been contaminated. It has already been overshadowed by what we heard. There is a popular saying that says, he who walks with honey, something sticks to him. In your house, you can receive good habits, but if you start listening to people with bad habits, something will stick to you. It is like someone who walks with someone that out of 10 words, 9 are vulgarity, cursing. At some point, you are going to repeat them. At some point, in your mouth, there will be cursing. At some point, in your mouth, there will be curse. And it is not that the devil is to blame. Let us not demonize that. Do you know what the problem is? I will give you another simple example. Imagine that someone comes and starts talking to you. The conversation is so good, but then a third person enters the conversation. Not because he participates in it, but because someone comes to talk to you about another person. The other person you don't know, but you lend your ears to listen. In the end, you say, how about it turns out? The next day you are introduced to that new person that you did not know, but you already have an argument, an idea in your mind on how he or she is, and not because you know him or her, but because someone told you about him or her. Then the concept that you could have and be open to meet this new person will be overshadowed by the ideas that you allowed to enter through your ears and will be recorded in your mind and in your heart, and you will already be predisposed. When you see that new person, you say, I don't like him or her. I don't like him or her. I will not to him or her. Why? Because you already have certain information, and at the end, you don't know if it is good, if it is correct. But you lend your ears, the gossip, the backbeating, all those works of the flesh that simply happen. Why? Because we don't pay attention to what we are listening to, and what we receive will begin to diminish the good that we had. And that is what Jesus says, even the little that you have will be taken away. You know why? Because what you allow to make an imprint in your life, again, what you heard will replace what God has established there in your heart. You have to be very careful. But if we listen to what is right, then the good that we had stored up, much more will be added to it. And the question is, what is the good that we can listen to? It starts by listening to the teachings of God. There is wisdom there, and their very word of God. It also gives us the discernment to be able to differentiate what is right and what is wrong. And what is right and what is wrong, really straight, right before God, and in this way, add good things in our life that will lead us to react in the right way, think in the right way, and speak in the right way. Lend your ears to listen to the word of God, and close your ears plug your ears when words come that do not add up to good in your life, but will add up to take away in your heart. It depends on us. Strengthen your relationship with God. Strengthen your prayer time with God. Open your ears to listen to the right words, the word of God, and feed yourself with that wisdom. Close your ears. The Bible says that God has given us self-control through His Holy Spirit. It is a gift from God. If you have the Holy Spirit, you have self-control. Learn to say no. There are people that have healing processes that need to be healed in their heart, but every day they do not progress in that process. And do you know why? Because they have opened their ears to conversations, to words that do not add to good. But in what they add in their heart, they are subtracting the good of God. The first thing I advise to a person who needs to heal his heart is to cut communication with everything that contaminates you. If you want to forget something of that person and have a new opportunity, cut with all gossip, cut with all malice, cut with all deceit that wants to reach your ears. It is better to learn to say no and stay with a good image of that person, but it depends on us. I ask you again, how are you listening? What are you listening to? Jesus said, be careful how you hear, because if you listen to the word of God, good things will be added to you. But if not, even the little you have will be taken away from you, because what you hear will harm you. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this word. Simple, but I pray to you in the name of Jesus to be well understood, be well received in the heart of each person, and when received, Heavenly Father, can be put into practice. Help us. Lord, give us the discernment to know what we hear, and what we hear, Lord, guard our heart so that good things are added and not the little we have will be taken away in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, your Pastor Elias has spoken to you. Remember that God always comes just in time. Have you already subscribed to our YouTube channel? Go to YouTube, look for the devotionals just in time, click on subscribe and click on the little bell. I also invite you to download our app. Download the application Devotional Just in Time to your cell phone. And I also want to invite you to follow us on our social networks. On Instagram, you find us as Pastor Elias HC. And there you will also find Devotional Just in Time. A big hug, blessings.